There comes a time when we as human beings, if we wish to experience a higher level of success, if we want to live a life of deeper fulfillment, we have to awaken to an often uncomfortable truth, and that is that we are seduced by the plight of victimization. I mean, think about it. The victim is often rewarded with empathy, with sympathy, and with connections that they may not otherwise have experienced. And most of all, a pardon from personal responsibility. When we are feeling down and out, as we all do from time to time, we might have what we consider to be a greater access to love, a greater outpouring of love from other people, because we all like to connect on our level of drama, on our experience of tragedy. If we are able to decide that all that is happening to us is simply because of someone or something else, then we can simply be recipients of the effect rather than the cause. And this philosophy has a great deal of appeal, don't you think? It allows us to sit on the sidelines bemoaning our misfortune with anybody that will listen. And there's always someone who will listen and who will also feed and contribute to our story by adding their own. We can become artists on this canvas of complaints and whine virtuosos, free from the ties that bind, which is the burden of effective action, of taking 100% responsibility. And here's the drum that I continue to beat, that I like to remind myself and all of us, is that it's not the conditions in which we live. It's the response to those conditions that define our reality. If you are diagnosed with a terminal illness and have declared yourself to be dying, then guess what? That is your chosen reality. If you are declaring that despite it all, you shall live a life filled with joy and meaning, conquering the implications of such a diagnosis, that is something else. So let me ask you, what is your greatest misery? How are you contributing to its existence or the perpetuation of its presence? Just remove the judgment for a moment. It's not important. Remain focused on an effective strategy that will move you forward. When it comes to success, success is subjective. So what is it for you?